Welcome into Monday in our favorite morning show topics podcast. Reed and Chelsea with you. Talked about a number of things this morning. My favorite thing that we talked about was probably the son who played a great trick on his dad, a trick I don't think I've ever heard of this before, but it reminded me of something out of The Office. Basically, the son started sticking one of his dad's things to the ceiling every day to see how many days before his dad would eventually notice. I feel like if you stuck something on the ceiling, I would notice whether it was mine or not.
No, you wouldn't.
You don't think I would?
No.
First, the kid stuck his dad's glasses to the ceiling.
You're oblivious.
That is true. That is true. The story that we've maybe told before, when I went to UW-Madison, they built a brand new fraternity house. And I rode my bike or walked past it. I wasn't in a fraternity, but I lived on that road. And I did not realize they were building the new house until they were halfway done with it.
Really?
Did you not know that story?
I don't know.
Yeah, they were building a house, and one day I was like walking past, and I'm like, what in the world is this thing? And
really?
It was a half-built house, and it took me that long.
Oh, my.
So maybe I wouldn't notice. Anyway.
You would not.
The kid also stuck his dad's phone clip, one of his shoes, and the TV remote is finally what got him on day four. So then he had a bunch of gooey tape residue and all that to the ceiling that I'm sure his dad was not too pleased with. So I like talking about that, Chelsea. What stuck out for you the most today, other than maybe the Packers stuff, unless you want to talk about the...
Okay, let's talk about the Packers.
What's the...
They are...
Be nice.
They need my coaching.
They need your coaching.
And I'm very upset that there will be two Reddit teams in the Super Bowl. It's me very hard to keep track of it all.
One will be wearing white.
Who?
Is it the team with the worst record, or is it going to be a... Yeah, how do they decide that for this? But Chelsea said to me after the first quarter, she said, if this keeps going the way it looks like it's going to go, there's going to be two red teams in the Super Bowl. And I looked at you like, where else can you get this kind of analysis on the situation?
It was great.
It was something.
No,
different.
It was good.
It was unique. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Good luck with Monday.